iPods, file sharing, even good old-fashioned CDs and radio have made enjoying and sharing music so easy these days. So it may be hard to imagine a time before recorded sound when all music was live. Some old tunes survived by being passed down through the generations like precious heirlooms. Others, unfortunately, went to the graves with the last people who knew them by heart. In this week's What's in a Song from the Western Folklife Center, we learn about an old-time fiddler named Henry Reed. He was in his 80s in 1966 when a young folklorist discovered him in the Appalachian Hill Country.
Now that there's what General Jackson sung after his men shot him, and he was sung after they died.
Is that a fact?
That's a pretty old piece, ain't it?
It is.
I'm Alan Jabour. I'm a folklorist and a fiddler, and I was director of the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress for many years. When I first went there, Henry Reed got out his fiddle, and I asked if I could record it. And so I went and got my tape recorder and set it up. And the first tune he played, West Virginia Gals, I had never heard anyone play before. And I absolutely knew that moment, oh my gosh, I had discovered my next mentor. From a fiddler's point of view, a fiddle is like a voice. So Rocking the Babies to Sleep is a song that's in the voice of a man who is singing this lament as he rocks the babies to sleep because his wife has abandoned him. Very sad, and as I imagine it, sort of full of melancholy, just the feeling of sadness suffusing the tune. Henry Reed grew up before the turn of the century in a nest of musicians. So his mentors were people like Quince Dillon. The Dillons and others had brought their music from Virginia east of the Blue Ridge up into the mountains in the 1840s and were still there in the 1890s when Henry Reed was a young tyke and learning music. And so, in a way, his repertory seemed to me like a prospectus for American music, the whole panoply of it in all of its infinite variety, the ancient tunes from the old world, the tunes from old Virginia from the early 19th century, the minstrel stage pieces, the Civil War pieces, it was all there. I now see a whole new generation of young people learning the fiddle, and they're learning Henry Reed tunes from me. They love the tunes. They think they're great. So what's really the mystery to me is not why they're still relevant. It's why they were so close to being extinct. Wow. Why did it get down to just one person playing these glorious tunes?
What in the world is that?
That's what they call a kiss waltz.
Kiss waltz?
Didn't you learn that?
I didn't pick that one up.
You ought to.
Yeah.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitas of the Western Folklife Center.
Our feature, What's in a Song, is produced with support from the R. Harold Burton Foundation.